Is there anything in common about all these individuals?
They generally have done something dumb or outrageous.
Okay, okay. But it's not like a classic.
No.
What's the kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell?
Skunk.
Any other names?
Polecat.
What is a general term for all kinds of undesirable animals? You might say, I'm going to get me a gun and some traps and stop those.
Can't think of the word.
How about varmints?
Yeah.
Now, what's a varmint?
Varmint, small animal of some sort.
One that causes trouble? Is that a varmint?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the bushy-tailed animal that climbs trees?
Squirrel.
What colors are squirrels?
Brown, red, gray.
Okay. How do they compare in size?
I would think a gray squirrel would probably be the largest. I really don't know.
Have you ever seen a red squirrel?
Red?
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, brown and red.
Well, have you ever seen a red one?
Well, they look red. I mean, it may actually just be a brown squirrel.
No, I have heard of red squirrels, but I've never seen them. Are they more in the country than in the city?
I wouldn't know. I would just assume that, you know, any squirrels that you saw, it might be the one.
Okay.
No, you know, not fiery red like a fox. At least the ones I've seen. They may, like I say, maybe they're just variations of brown squirrel.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a squirrel called a boomer?
No.
Or a mountain boomer?
No.
Okay. What do you call the little animals that are similar to squirrels but they hang around on the ground?
Chipmunks.
Okay, and how would you describe the chipmunks?
Small, sort of brownish-orange color. Two black stripes down the back, white stripes.
What do pearls grow in?
Oysters.
What croaks in the marshes?
Frogs.
And the big ones or the deep ones?
Toads. Bullfrogs. Bullfrogs.
Yeah. Okay, what's the difference between a frog and a toad?
I don't think there really is any difference.
Okay. What about those frogs that are real small when you hear them in the spring?
Tree frogs?
Uh-huh. Ever heard them called anything?
No.
What do you call the things that you dig to go fishing with?
Worms.
How about the hard-shelled animal that pulls in its legs and head?
A turtle.
How about the one that's like a turtle only lives on dry
land? A tortoise.
Ever heard of a terrapin or a tarpon?
Yes, terrapin. Okay.
What's the kind of animal you find in freshwater streams by lifting up a rock? They have claws and other...
Oh, crawfish.
Yeah, have you heard them called it?
Crayfish.
Ever heard crawdad?
And crawdad, yeah.
I think you're withholding information. Okay, what's the kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it?
A moth.
And if you have several of them together, they're...
Moths.
All right. What flies around and its tail lights up?
A lightning bug.
Okay. Any other names for it?
Firefly.
What's a long, thin-bodied insect with shiny wings and they hang around wet areas and they eat mosquitoes?
I assume you're talking about perhaps a dragonfly,
mm-hmm.
Snake doctor.
And you've heard them called snake doctors?
Yeah.
And why are they called snake doctors?
I have no idea.
Would you like to hear them?
Yeah.
As far as I know, there's supposed to be an indication that there's snakes around.
Yeah, I think I have.
Hang around wet areas.
Yeah, I think I have heard that. They're supposed to be able to save you if you're getting bitten by a snake or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. What are some different kinds of stinging insects?
Bumblebees, honeybees, wasps, hornets, yellow jackets.
Well, that was quick. Okay. What about the ones that bite? They carry malaria.
Oh, mosquitoes.
How about the small insects that burrow into your skin?
Ticks.
They're smaller than that.
Mites, chiggers.